From WAMU 88.5 at American University in Washington, it's The Animal House, connecting you with everything that concerns the animal world. I'm Sam Litzinger. Later, we go on a search and rescue mission with officers of the Washington Humane Society's Animal Care and Control Unit. We hear the first in a series of reports about the tireless efforts of animal rescuers who face a pretty desperate situation in Puerto Rico. And Dr. Gary Weitzman of the San Diego Humane Society has answers to your questions about pets and wildlife. First, beavers are the master builders of the animal kingdom, and their handiwork has great importance to life on Earth for many other species, including us humans. A new PBS documentary called Leave It to Beavers examines the remarkable lives of these creatures and their surprising contributions to our geology and ecology. We asked the film's award-winning director, Jerry Osborne, to give us a preview.
You know, I am not the first person you think of when you think, you know, hardcore blue-chip wildlife documentary. I've done tons of documentaries, but this was my first wildlife documentary, and it was also the most challenging piece I've ever done. The thing about it is I realized, people ask me that all the time, they say, well, what would make you want to do this piece about a beaver? And I realized that as I started to look at this sort of homely, humble little creature, the story that I could build around it, or that what I was uncovering around it, beat with the very same thematic heart as my previous films, none of which were about wildlife, but were about unsung heroes and unrecognized heroes.
Who can turn a desert into a garden?
Oh my God.
Have a crop that looks like this?
It's gorgeous.
When you need to save crops and cattle from the deepest drought, who you gonna call? Call a beaver. Controlling water is what beavers have been doing for thousands of years. No one does it better. Every beaver family is dedicated to the job. Excavating, logging, building channels and dams. They build whole landscapes for hundreds of other creatures.
In 2002, we had the worst drought on record. The only places where we had water was where we had beaver.
So, in fact, I suppose, if anything, I was out to rehabilitate the reputation of the much-despised beaver, which has become such a pest.
Some people call them eco-heroes, some people call them pest. It all depends on how much problem you have with them. And when you have problem with them and you don't know how to resolve them, they're not beaver hero, that's for sure. They're pest.
We're starting 8 hours a day and breaking them. And the first year I came here 82 times.
What the hell is the problem here? What they do again? What they did again? And you're gonna fight against them. It's gonna be a war. And I'm not sure if you're gonna win that. Not sure.
They are relentless. They will not stop until the job is done. And the job, as they see it, is to accumulate water. That is what they do. They're all about water. If we put a dollar value on water in the same way we do on oil, we would be protecting these animals rather than eradicating them.
I've known beaver for 81 years, and it seemed like this valley should have the beaver that were here when my father first came in and homesteaded. Beaver were here once. They should be here again. It's their right to be there, probably more than ours. I'm delighted now to have the beaver coming back in, and I'm not sure how many there are, but we're looking forward to it.
That was an amazing moment. In fact, that would be probably the most joyful part of the shoot, releasing the beavers on Elk Ranch and bringing beavers back to Marnie Johnson's ranch. And seeing her reaction was very moving. At the risk of anthropomorphizing these animals, they are family-oriented. They do good work in the community by creating water for other animals. They boost biodiversity. They battle pollution. They mitigate disastrous effects of climate change. And they work for free.
Jerry Osborne is an award-winning filmmaker and director of Leave It to Beavers, which can be seen on the PBS program Nature. the miraculous work of beavers isn't just a North American phenomenon. In the 16th century, they were remaking the English countryside, and then they suddenly and mysteriously disappeared. Now, 500 years later, the beaver has suddenly and mysteriously returned to the United Kingdom. Reporter Christopher Wirth from PRI's The World tells us more.
That's the main river otter, just there.
Tom Buckley is an ecologist in the town of Ottery St. Mary in western England.
On a almost daily basis, I walk around this area.
We traipse through a muddy field just outside the parish, where late last year, Buckley noticed a few trees missing on the riverbank. Their stumps appeared to be gnawed to sharp points, and an absurd thought ran through his mind, that what he saw was the work of a beaver.
I couldn't really believe that there'd be a beaver here in the River Otter. They've been extinct for several hundred years.
So Buckley installed motion sensor cameras, and his hunch was soon confirmed. A single European beaver caught on tape, then three, cutting down a tree and then happily embracing each other.
And they seem to have come to focus on this tree to look at the potential perhaps of a new home, and they seemed to be so happy in what they'd achieved here. It was marvelous to see, it really was.
The images made national headlines, and they turned Buckley into something of a celebrity among the townspeople.
They will point out and say, "Ah, are you the beaver man?" And it seems to me to be a great addition of an animal that man, due to his greed, once made extinct. It's a great achievement that they've managed to come back. But I'm very greatly distressed that the government may take a heavy hand and potentially take away these beavers.
There's been no official statement as of yet from wildlife authorities, but technically these beavers aren't supposed to be here. No one's sure where they came from, and nearby wildlife center says it hasn't lost any. But there has been a long, contentious debate in England over whether to reintroduce beavers, as has already happened in Scotland. One side says yay, the other says nay, and on the River Otter, it looks like someone may have just gone ahead and done it.
The whole of the island of Great Britain will be affected by this.
Nick Young is mostly in the nay camp. He's with the Tweed Foundation, an organization concerned about the impact beavers could have on migratory fish, such as salmon and sea trout.
The main thing that beavers do, and I think everybody knows this, is build dams. They have a huge effect on altering the environment. And the problem with these dams is that they're very effective blockers of fish passage.
Others worry about the loss of trees and flooding.
That's just a crap argument.
That's Derek Gow, firmly in the yay faction. He's a conservationist who's campaigned for the reintroduction of beavers since the 1990s.
They think it's some sort of Godzilla-type thing that's going to rip babies out of prams and, you know, kick down the Houses of Parliament and chop down every tree there is in the landscape, and that's all just ridiculous.
Gow himself keeps about 20 beavers here on his farm in large enclosed habitats about 50 miles from the River Otter. He uses them to show what he says are the animal's environmental benefits. We walk down into a narrow stream bed where a pair of his captive beavers has transformed a simple water course into a series of small dams and pools of water.
Just standing here, you get deep water, shallow water, flash water, slow water. There's a whole variety of different ecotopes, but it's all down to the beavers.
Gow points to a shallow pool filled with clumps of tiny eggs.
That's frog spawn. That's spawn of common frogs.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, last year, that couldn't be here. There was no prospect of that surviving because there was one single water course and it would just blast all their eggs out. Now, of course, you've got this myriad of tiny pools and these amphibians can safely go in there, lay, and these will become tadpoles and they'll hatch and more amphibians will come every year. Without the beavers, none of this happens.
As for the wild beavers on the River Otter, Gow says it would have been nice if the species could have been officially reintroduced. But he says he didn't release the beavers, and they shouldn't be removed just because someone didn't fill out the right paperwork. For The World, I'm Christopher Wirth, Devon, England.
In a few moments, Dr. Gary Weitzman will join us with answers to your questions about pets and wildlife. First, let's meet our animal of the day. This deep-sea fish uses its long, bony rays to stand on the bottom of the ocean floor. This species then faces upstream to ambush shrimp and small fish, its preferred prey. Can you identify this animal? We'll have the answer at the end of today's program.